Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Right now at Strava Craft Coffee, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 25% off your first purchase with the code DNVR25. And if you're a returning customer, you can use the code DNVR20 for 20% off your order. Of course, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help relieve back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, stuff that's been going on for a while, long-term aches and pains that you just haven't been able to get rid of. Try out CBD, try out Strava Craft Coffee. It can really help a lot. So use the code DNVR20 for 20% off. If you're a first-time customer, DNVR25 will get you 25% off at StravaCraftCoffee.com.
We're wasting your time.
I didn't even say anything.
That's right. That I have not said.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Thursday edition of the DMVR Nuggets Cup Podcast, aka the DMBA Show. Exactly what I expected from everybody. Although you impressed me. You guys, a little behind the scenes here.
Oh, man.
Moments ago, as we were preparing for this very show.
Yeah.
Vote, as he's known to do, walks in with a smoothie. Completely spills it all over the table. No smoothie today
for you. The microphone fell over and knocked it out of my hand.
And oh, is that what happened?
Blame it on the microphone. Wow.
That felt like a metaphor or a sign or something.
Yeah, that's the least smooth move ever.
Yeah, you're right.
With a smoothie?
It was not a smoothie.
You've only been sitting in that chair for 2 years. You know?
I don't know, man. It's my first time using my hands.
He's got the flower shirt. He had the smoothie. He was all ready to go for a fantastic Thursday now.
I'm bummed out.
What can we expect?
He's been
from
rattled
him?
Since, I have to say.
Very rattled. Over here, we got a man with the vibes.
Yeah,
vibes being immaculate.
I'm not rattled. I'm just vibing out over here. Just
that shit's great.
You might recognize this man from the adverts. He is both a analyst and a model.
More model these days than analyst.
It's so true. Such a model.
When the season starts, I'll get back into analyst mode.
I would say you're much more a model than an analyst, and you're not much of a model.
And the man over here with the insults, bullying people already.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
So rude of
Eric's
him.
Just been taking shots.
It's D-Line Co.
I have some hash I'd like to settle with each of you. Brendan, you're a piece of shit.
Thank you.
Adam. You know what? We'll go through that.
Boom, roasted. All right, next one. Don't forget to follow us, guys, on social media, including Twitter. I know not everybody's a Twitter people. You don't have to follow anyone else but the DNVR Nuggets and, of course, us individually. We always have good stuff going on. Boatman crushing it on the Twitter sticks. We also have polls and different things for you to interact with. So if you've never made the migration over to Twitter, do so now.
That's the mouthpiece of DNVR Nuggets online.
It's kind of like the armpit, though, too.
Yeah, I mean,
the mouthpiece and the arm.
And can I just say, if you're following the DNVR Nuggets account, you don't have to follow me on personal.
Yeah, that's like the good half of his brain is DNVR Nuggets. The rest is like, yeah.
I would unfollow myself if that was an option.
And don't forget that we are presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR when you sign up. Take advantage of all the crazy odds boosts. Gamble on the NFL. It's so much fun. You can watch our tailgate show, by the way, and they always give out picks. That's what I do. We love the tailgate. On today's show, we are going to talk about a Supermax extension that is looming for Nikola Jokic. Mm. I'm telling you guys, it's tax season in Denver.
Dude, we're 2 days in a row. Hot
tax the rich, baby.
Tax the rich.
Hot contract talk 2 days in a row. Yeah.
Did you guys talk ready? About the Aaron Gordon contract yesterday when I was gone?
Oh, we did.
Did you guys talk about the topic?
We covered every single angle of the Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, we brought on a
certified. No, you did not.
Angles that we didn't even know existed.
I brought on straw fans.
We brought on a certified personal accountant. He broke down all of
it. We're going to continue to talk about it, though, and also just ask the question, are we in a new era of Kroenke sports? I mean, being serious about this kind of sounds funny, but look, Kroenke's cheap, this, that, don't care about winning. Spending money on the Rams, spending money on the Nugget. Are we all of a sudden, are they just... they've been saving it all for this new era, the roaring 20s in the Cronkies. We're going to ask about this question.
Is that a teaser or can we answer?
No, that's a teaser. Okay. I mean, but it's also the question, so I'll just circle back. I want to talk about Jay-Z owning the Broncos because it's actually, I know it's a Broncos thing, but
wait, what?
Does Jay-Z owning the Broncos, would that make the Nuggets cooler? Does that make the city of Denver cooler? Like, does that actually have an impact? I kind of think it does. And then ESPN, they had a panel of some number of panelists. We don't know how many were on this panel, but they voted on who they think will be MVP, most improved players, coach of the year. Some Nuggets made the list in spots that might surprise you.
Oh.
But first, our top story.
God, I am so teased.
Did you guys see last night's launch of the Falcon 9 rocket, sending 4 civilians to space on the Inspiration 4?
Yeah. I'll be back in a segment too.
Good time for a new smoothie.
Did you just combine... Did you just combine birding Twitter and rocketry Twitter into one intro that no one's interested in?
You're not interested in this? So in all seriousness, though, they sent 4 non-astronauts, just regular people to space. Could have been you, Eric. They could have sent.
What was their collective average salary?
Can you imagine the other astronauts with Eric on that trip?
Yeah, they'd be like, this is awesome.
Eric, they're like, Eric, can you get in position for takeoff? He's like, I got to get off this shirt design. Like, yeah. I'm almost there. I just got to send it off.
And they'd be like, talking about what you do again.
Running out of conversation. In all seriousness, though, the little capsule that you fly into when you go to space is like the size of these couches here. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
and you have to train for months to be able to do this.
I could do it you tomorrow.
Could you? Yeah. That was my honest question.
You might have the frame for an astronaut.
That actually, you do have a frame for an astronaut. I would have to pay like triple price to go up.
It was like when I went to my first horse race. I saw the jockeys. A little bit of a Faku effect.
Really?
It's important like to see yourself kings, out there.
Our
yeah.
kings.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, could you do that? Sit still like that for, say 3 days?
I can't sit still for this show. I was watching it back the other day. I just fidget the whole time. No
way. I get too claustrophobic. For sure.
They even have to get in that capsule like hours before launch.
Yeah.
And then just kind of sit there and then you launch, which is like extremely dangerous. You know, even the safest rockets are like 1 out of 50 explosions.
That would be amazing if they just treated it like you were flying to Australia. You just get in there and take an Ambien or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, get me through this.
Do you guys know How I Met Your Mother season 3? Or
yeah.
Well, when Jeff Bezos ruled world,
you
want to
look outside? No. Close the shade. Try to sleep.
It's an early flight.
I find this stuff cool, though. It's, you guys know, well, it's been we well that. Discussed. This about is like you. A little corner of rocketry. Find very fascinating.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask Eric. So, okay, you couldn't do it, but if you were to orbit the Earth for one day in a tiny capsule with 3 Denver Nuggets, which 3 would you take?
Oh, I love this.
3 Thanks, Denver Nuggets. And I assume this means Nuggets across the history of the Nuggets. Or current Nuggets.
I was thinking current Nuggets, all right, but well, if you let's really see. Want to extend it.
I think I might hang out with the top human.
Okay.
He's probably he might there. Be too big.
He takes
to
up a lot of space.
Capsule.
Yeah, you got
to
think about care. Space. You're crowded
and
now.
And food.
I just want, when, I'm just up there, when I'm up there looking at the Earth as a whole, I want to be reminded of what's good about us people,
right.
And the top yeah. human with me, so that I get the larger perspective. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's worth it after all.
Do you remember? This is a real like, this is a real time capsule thing for people our age. Do you remember back in like elementary school when you? I don't know if the school provided this or if this was a thing you bought at the museum or something. Space food,
ice cream.
Yeah. And it tasted like the marshmallows from Lucky
Charms.
Yeah,
there was like that's like a real vestige of like the.
You know it?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not actual space food.
Yeah, definitely not.
Just like it's like a real vestige of like when the space program first started. Tang was
it? Yeah, Tang.
Everybody wanted to be like the astronauts. Dippin' and then dots. It turns out astronauts kind of nutty. Like, remember the astronaut that. The woman got, there was like a 3-way love triangle.
Oh, she got put she a diaper drove, on.
Put a diaper on.
She put
on,
a diaper on because she didn't want no stops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an wow. astronaut.
She was so mad that some other astronaut stole her
yes.
husband.
Turns
and
out.
And so she drove from like Texas to Florida.
With a diaper.
With a diaper on because she's like planning ahead. Think of it. She was a planner.
She's an astronaut.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to need potty breaks. Weird. It's going to slow me down. Yeah. I'm really hot right now. I need to.
Do
I need
they
to
wear
be
diapers? In the probably. Spaceship?
You're right. You know what? It actually, diaper culture is really big in astronaut.
Diaper culture astronaut quite world. Large, but it just...
I want to go on a spaceship less and less by the minute this
that's
podcast
the thing.
Actually,
on.
You should think about this when you say the Nuggets you're with. you're all wearing diapers the whole time.
Just remember so that. We would go with Jokic. Remember, he was training with that old man who was wearing a diaper. He's already ready. Already.
Oh, the worst show ever.
It's a terrible show. I'd probably hang out with Will Barton, dude. I want him.
He'd be great.
Me, Jokic, Will Barton, and Bones Highland.
You need somebody to keep the vibes up, for sure.
Dude,
you need
Bones, bro.
Vibe-centric guy.
Maybe
Bones would qualify.
Oh, when he's like, when he sees like a piece of space junk, he's like, oh, man. He's super hype about it. I'm like, that is amazing. Whatever he's seeing, he's like making me more excited about it. Everything about Bones makes me hyped.
We should ask Eric about space more often.
We really should. He turned into a full-on third grader right now. This is incredible.
He grew up in the NASA glory days, man.
Yeah. I've drank a lot of Tang in my life, guys.
The Museum of Nature and Science is a top field trip. That's like one of the best ones. Oh, the number one field trip actually in elementary school is outdoor ed. You probably don't know anything about this. But this is a Colorado staple.
Yeah, what is that?
When you go camping with the school. But you're also it's usually at fifth or sixth grade, so it's kind of like your first time. It's a sleepover with girls.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's kind of like
It's exciting. I live in New Jersey. We just built action towers that you can see like PetSmarts from and shit. You know, you like climb the rope and then you do some like fake outdoor stuff.
He's talking about New York and New Jersey preparing themselves for when humanity falls and they have to defend themselves against other human beings.
Time for outdoor ed. Go climb that wooden tower.
My favorite field trip was in Spanish class. We used to legit go to a taqueria.
What?
Yeah.
We would
go to the Museum of
that almost feels racist.
We would go to the Museum of Nature and Science. Nature and Science. Second stop, taqueria.
If they went to a Taco Bell, I'm not even kidding. If they went to a Taco Bell, that would be racist.
Like, we are here to learn about your culture. Yeah. Like, dude, what do you want?
Kids were just eating bags of kids were just eating bags of marshmallows on the bus ride back. It was not a good scene.
Yeah, but they should have had bags.
It was
of
great though.
Space food,
like Doritos and bags of marshmallows.
Surprisingly, the likes are flooding in.
Who knows why? I was going to spend a whole little bit here on the space thing, but you know what? Eric dominated it. I think we got it.
Not going to top that.
I think we're not going to top that at all. We can move on. I know you guys touched on a few of these things yesterday. I watched the show.
He was in the comments. That didn't mean watch. You know, I popped in.
Then I listened to it on the way in. So I was.
You pop in, you're like, oh yeah, what? And then you just leave.
What's up, guys?
Working hard, trying to make you guys some money.
That's a great point. Can someone tell Eric to stop talking?
Jokic's Supermax is an angle on this that the more I think about it, the Nuggets decided to pay Aaron Gordon. We all assume Michael Porter's extension is imminent.
But
any moment we'll be hearing about it. The Nuggets are going to have a massively inflated salary cap. They're going to be in the tax now for years to come. If they kept this group together, it will literally be for 3-4 years going forward, at the very least. But the thing that really makes this go up a lot is Jokic's Supermax extension. Can you bring up the tweet I sent you, the Bobby Marks tweet, so we can look at this? Not only is it a big contract, it's actually the largest contract. It will be the largest contract in NBA history. Jokic is about to be the highest paid player in the history of basketball. And you can look at this when he signs it, which, by the way, he's eligible for it already. So it's not like if he hits. Usually you have to hit certain marks. He already did that. That's how great he is. Look at this thing. $42 million the first year. The final year, $54.8 million.
What the salary cap was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was not that long ago. Oh my God. You don't have to go back that far in time to be like, holy hell.
That is a befitting salary for the top human being.
Yeah.
Underpaid.
He's worth it, I think.
Underpaid.
I couldn't actually. That's a great point. How do we get this higher?
But here's my honest question about it. Supermax hasn't been very kind to small market, mid-market NBA teams. And while the Cronkies are positioning themselves right now to really dip into the tax, what that contract on the screen up there, what that actually signifies is you're going to have one of the most expensive rosters, not just when you have, like right now the Nuggets are positioned to have one of the most expensive rosters, but they'll have one, even if they got rid of Gordon and Michael Porter, they'll still have one of the most expensive rosters.
They'll be in the Warriors situation where it's like, we could trade, you know, Jordan Poole and save $20
million. Right, yeah, exactly.
Even though he's only making $4 million.
Right. Exactly. Does this concern you at all, Vogt?
I mean, sure, but it's not avoidable either, right?
Right.
It's just an inevitable territory for a team that's trying to build from the bottom up. And this is a phase, right? This is a phase of contender building, unless you're in a market where you can just skip the line with a great summer.
Right.
And that's not where Denver is. So, yeah, that was the thing about that Gordon contract coming in at that number, because obviously we knew about this Jokic thing looming. You go, man, this tells you that they're ready to pay up. And if they're not, then there's no way in hell they give Aaron Gordon that contract. But
right.
With that coming in, yeah, it seems like they're buckling up for luxury tax territory.
Yeah, I'd agree, man. This is what I said on yesterday's show, but it's just like exciting that seems like the way we're trending.
But here's the thing. I agree with you that it's exciting, and I'm very impressed. Like this, we're giving the Kroenkes a lot of props because they deserve it. Like they're positioning themselves to go into this. We beat them over the head when they weren't. Now it's like, hey, they're doing it. But at the same time, do I really think they're going to dip into the tax for 5-6 straight years? Like, no. They're going to have to find ways to come down. And with that contract, it's going to be like, my goodness, that's going to be really hard to dip that low.
I mean, yes, I think you're right, but it's kind of a moot point because, like, they have no choice. Like, you have to give him the supermax.
Also, then
you have to give him what he deserves and just, like, doing good business. That's what that is. And we'll worry about it when it comes, you know, in a couple years.
And also it means that you get to constantly build around Nikola Jokic. Like,
you
get to put other players around Nikola Jokic. So you have wiggle room just inherently that way.
Right.
The thing that I'm, like, most encouraged about, and I thought about this later, is that the Kroenkes, like, are cheap until they get to the point where they can make money.
They're cheap on realizing, some things, but pay up on other things.
But they are in the business of sport, and they realize that a championship team is worth a lot more than a non-championship team. Like, when they find themselves in position to strike, they will do so. And this signals that they have faith in the Nuggets, that they actually see this as a potential profitable team because they're good enough.
And they can be even more profitable even if ownership is paying more out of pocket.
Exactly. Like if they viewed them as just sort of a, you know, I mean, this is how they've been up until this point where it's like, yeah, we have them, they're a team, but like they're not going to make money because they're not going to win. Now they actually are telling you, like, we think they're going to win. So we're willing to actually invest in them because we can get a return on our investment.
I think it's part that. I also do think, I've always wondered, do they have competitive bones in their body? And I, like, honestly, or do they just like, I hope we win, but, you know, I don't really care.
Well,
and
it's interesting because I think I don't know about Stan. Like, I have no idea, like, who Stan is, what he wants, other than making money. Like, if he's competitive, I think Josh is competitive
though. Right.
And that was a huge shift in just the Nuggets trajectory and how they do business and like how first class of an organization they were when Josh took over.
Right.
So I think this is kind of a product of that almost. And it's also a product of, I think, Josh and Tim being in lockstep.
Yes.
Right.
And Tim being like, yes, if we re-sign these guys, we might dip into the tax, but we can really win a championship. And Josh believes him because, you know, they've been on the same page for these last 4 years or so.
And we've seen minor disagreements, but the organizational alignment from Malone to Connolly to Josh and the way all those guys talk about it, respectively, it's a big ingredient in Denver's continued success.
And my feeling is that they do have competitive bones in their body, but they are competing in a list that we are not a part of, and that is most the richest people. And they're like the people who are
but
on,
if
like,
that the was the only thing, I mean, maybe they wouldn't.
But my point is that they see this as a way to actually make money now. So they're willing to, like, this is a, you got to spend money to make money situation. Like, I think that they want to ultimately, they have all of these teams. They can't feel like personally, you know, deeply connected to all of them. It's just impossible. Like, they share no thread. There's a soccer team. There's a football team.
Right.
It's not
another
like,
soccer team.
It's not hometown pride, but they like, they're businessmen, and like businessmen compete with other businessmen who can be the top businessman.
Right.
So like, fine. Like, this is like why you want like a super rich owner that like wants to get over on his other rich buddies. So they buy the coolest car or whatever. And the other rich guys are like, it's like the scene from American Psycho where like they're looking at the business cards and they're like, oh man.
Your
team is winning. Yeah. Like, I can't even look. And like they're like, okay, we have
that scene is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. They're like, we have the MVP. We should be able to do something with this. We should be able to make this profitable. So that's I believe where we are.
There's two reasons I disagree, or I don't think you're 100% right. And one is, if that were truly the case, I feel like they would be leveraging the investment. Like, there's like, you pay for the thing and then you leverage it with being on television, a giant marketing campaign. I haven't seen those things. Maybe they're coming. Maybe we're about to be out. I will say, I think I said this the other day, maybe I said it on a different show, but the Cronkies come out and announce that they've solved this Comcast thing. They immediately become heroes. Like, they go, it's like,
easiest thing,
I'm telling you, I'll throw a parade. I will throw the parade in Denver and be like, greatest owners in the city. Like, oh my God, we're so lucky to have such owners, the Cronkies.
But I almost think that's to Eric's point. Like, they have so many things that are going on that's just on such a bottom rung for them.
But it's not the TV thing?
Yeah, it's just not even on their radar.
They need to hire, you know, I will volunteer for this job. The every man that just like talks to Josh every now and then, it's like, you ever, when you get like really famous people and they're like, I've never had McDonald's. And you're like, wow, you are like, so out of touch.
What does a
gallon
of milk cost?
Yeah, yeah. $1? Could it be $100? I'll just be that guy where every now and then you just text up and be like, hey man, what do normal people think about this Comcast thing? Like, they fucking hate it. They hate your guts because of it. They like really hate, like, yeah, mildly. No. They like every day, it's at least one thought, at least every day comes up.
Yeah. And I do think, like, if they're viewing this team as, okay, it's worth the tax and the eventual luxury tax because they're that good and because they should win, well, then that TV deal should be higher on their priority list if it isn't.
All things waterfall off the idea if you have a team. I mean, anything in the world of media, as we know, it's just about eyeballs. Like, if you can get people that are interested in something, you can make money.
Totally. And
so they have the raw materials here. Like, it is incumbent upon them to figure out how to then, you know, increase their bottom line there.
And it's a good conversation. I kind of want to keep it going on the other side. Let's take a break. The one thing I will say is, I was not convinced the Cronkies would do what they are doing now. So I just want to keep, I really do think it's like almost important to kind of tip your hat. I don't work for them. They don't do anything for me. They're paying a lot of money to try to win at the exact moment when they actually have their best chance to. So that's what you need. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah, you guys know Ball as in the company that sponsors Ball Arena, also as in the aerospace technology company, also as in the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. Ball's been leading global sustainability efforts for decades, and they are adding line capacity to their 400-person plant right here in town in Golden, Colorado. The demand for sustainable aluminum beverage cans is greater than ever. It feels like everything's on a shortage right now. Aluminum cans was on one, I think. But chances are, if you've consumed a beverage in a can, it's been from a Ball aluminum can. So again, they're hiring product technicians here in Golden, Colorado, to help with those 8, 12, and 16-ounce can sizes for all kinds of liquids. They make cans in 30 different sizes at facilities across the world. The Golden plant makes 8-ounce, 12-ounce cans, 24-ounce growler size, 12 and 24-ounce cans, Alumitech bottles, different can lid sizes, other stuff as well. So if you're interested, jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. Or you can simply text Golden to 77222. Again, jobsupall.com, search for Golden. Or you can text Golden to 77222. Week 2 of the NFL, starting tonight, Thursday Night Football. Of course, tons of games on Sunday. But the season is just getting started. Just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook as well, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
I can't wait to bet on football again. Are we doing it again? Fired it up all day watching football.
I wasn't here for week 1.
Oh, you missed, man. It was so.
I'll be here Sunday.
Yeah. I think we drank 3 towers of beer.
I'll be there.
We drank 3 towers of beer.
Four towers of beer. Well, we lost count after 3.
I gotta say, like, when these towers of beer come,
it's so great.
Your boy's been putting in work. I've been taking. I've been doing my best MPJ and just really letting the tower overtake my future, and I do crash down in much the same.
Oh man. DraftKings Sportsbook, guys. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. No matter if your team hits or wins, loses, hits, covers, doesn't cover, you get $200 in free bets. That's for all new customers. $200 in free bets instantly when you bet at least $1 on any football game. Did you almost take a call just now?
Thought about it.
He was on the low post earlier today. He's got a lot going on.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game.
Agent. I don't know.
Promo code DNVR to get your $200
oh God.
In free bets instantly.
Adam hasn't talked to me for weeks. Am I getting traded?
That's this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
I see the question in the comments. Al Mango says, will there be a preseason tarot card reading? You bet your sweet ass there will be. Of course, like my favorite show of the year.
Maybe our like most popular show, not in views, but yeah, in just talk, like conversation, shows that are talked about.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do, we'll probably do that after, it won't be before the preseason. I think we'll do it right before the season.
Dude, imagine the pox we'd bring upon our own house if we were to eschew.
Oh my God.
What's up with the vocab?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got bit by a rat.
That's too advanced for the show.
Bit by a rat. Him.
I slid into old English. My apologies.
All right, so we're talking about the Kroenkes turning a new leaf here, and really opening up the pocketbook. There's not the only ownership news that has made a splash in the last week. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, you guys have heard of him.
Yeah,
He's a
goat.
He's some sort of person. Is he on television? Who is this guy?
He is on television sometimes. He is in rumor to be interested in purchasing the Denver Broncos, who are expected to be up for sale next year. Jeff Bezos also in the running. He's very, very rich. In fact, I think automatically
he's too rich.
Is it too? He might. Well, honestly, I wonder about that. So I want to ask, though. That was my question. One, my first question was, would Jay-Z buying the Broncos make Denver, and by extension, the Nuggets, more of a draw? I mean, does he put Denver on the map if he became the owner of the Broncos?
I don't know about the Nuggets. He'd make the Broncos way cooler. Absolutely, man.
Dude, that's like cognitive dissonance.
But it might be, but it still makes them cooler. The Brooklyn Nets were nothing before like they moved to Brooklyn and Jay-Z bought them. And like he was the first signal that this is a cool franchise, the Brooklyn Nets.
I think the word Brooklyn is what
that also helped. Yeah, that did help.
But Jay-Z helped the New a Jersey lot, Nets. Sorry, he really did. And look, I know Jay-Z owns like 1% of the Nets. It's barely
less.
Anything,
it was less.
But having his name attached to it makes it cooler. It just does, man. And so I don't know if it would do anything for the Nuggets. It maybe elevate Denver for like a minute, and then it would kind of go away. But he would definitely make the Broncos cooler. Definitely.
The thing about the Broncos is that they're already cool. They don't need Jay-Z. And it's
are the Broncos cool?
Yeah, in Denver. Yeah.
Oh, they're cool. Legit. I'll hear none of this. They are like the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are in that tier of franchises that have won multiple times. They are a legit. They don't need to be like.
Here's what outside. I would say. They almost feel more like. I'm with you that they are an upper tier, but I wonder if they're more like the 49ers or the Steelers and Cowboys. To me, just almost seem like in a different tier.
Like maybe more relevant in like culture, but it does. To Eric's point,
yeah,
I don't know
that's,
what that.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know what that adds up to, right? Because in football, guys will just sign because of the history of the organization and because the team's good.
Yeah.
It's not as much with the NBA trying to fit a star into a culture.
And that's the thing, like Jay-Z takes over a thing that with Bronco country.
It doesn't fit as well as Brooklyn.
It is like, it's actually like such a mismatch. I think it actually damages both brands.
It's also like, yeah, is he buying it just half, feels like, half a percent of the team? Is he a majority owner?
The face, I'm guessing. So, yeah you're so right. There's somebody else.
I will say, I thought that kind of fizzled out with the Nets. Like, it was cool. His name was attached to the Nets. And so LeBron was attached to the Nets. Remember that summer? Yeah. Of course, then what happened? LeBron did not sign. And eventually, we all stopped caring that Jay-Z was involved at all. So, I mean, yeah, maybe yes, but it's like a fleeting coolness.
I don't know if it would be that fleeting. And here's why I think it actually would impact the Nuggets and the city at large is you own the team. You have to set up shop here, not full-time residency because he obviously has so many other things going on. But just like there's business to be done here. He'd be here. And I can foresee a world in which we already see like Broncos or Nuggets players will show up at Broncos games from time to time. Imagine the Jay-Z suite. That's the point of him being an owner. Sure. Is like, okay, you've got the suite, and it's nothing but Justin Timberlake's up there for a little while, and Bones Highland's like, oh, he gets the invite. It's the coolest thing. I actually do think it makes Denver slightly more of a not overstating it, slightly more of a cultural hub sports wise.
Yeah, but I don't think the Broncos are the right mouthpiece for that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that it's just like a strange thing to be like to put the Broncos like a black and white, like cool looking bucking Bronco. It's like,
yeah. That's true. Like, that's really hard to make.
Yeah, it's like a different. There's like a kitschy. It's like just a different vibe.
Broncos is definitely all the old
same,
Denver.
Like, all the same, if Jay-Z wants to buy the Broncos, Absolutely. By all means, please. We do need an owner. Jay-Z, fantastic. If we're looking for it as for a cultural push, I don't know if that's the right move.
Like a match.
But love me all the same, absolutely, please.
Do you think, what about Jeff Bezos? The richest man on earth. So much money. Like we talk about the Cronkies have money to lose. Bezos, I know rich people don't think this way, but Bezos would have enough money to that. Why would you even have to report like salary cap to him? Like, hey, man, this trade's going to cost you $3 million. He's like, I don't know what that means.
I don't.
Is that
for a gallon of milk?
$270 billion. I have no idea what $3 million means.
Yeah.
Is this a good thing? And then also, look, people hate Bezos. I get it. Like the lightning rod of a person to even just bring up in this kind of setting. But I do wonder if there'd be like some forward thinking. Like say what you want about the man. He's an innovator. Yeah. So maybe there would be some kind of like, would the stadium become the next coolest stadium
in
the world?
I think like whatever team Bezos buys is going to be at the forefront of like the new technology.
You would think at least.
The stadium.
All the Cuban stuff, the real-time tracking, all that stuff.
And like you go into a concert with your palm, like Bezos probably come up with something like that for an NFL game. Did you see that at Red Rocks? You can go into a concert and they just scan your palm. You didn't see this?
See, this is, I'm uncomfortable with that.
Me too.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
It's already happened. So
all right, well, it happened. Like,
if it helps, bro, they're already tracking you. If they want to be, they are.
That's so true. So,
but the bad thing about Bezos would just be like the constant just slander like of everything he says publicly is just going to be like, oh, did you hear what Jeff Bezos said?
He will not be a popular owner.
Bezos would not make the Nuggets any cooler.
No.
Yeah. Nobody's going up to the Jeff Bezos suite.
It's just him. Just him with nobody in it.
No way he knows anyone on the Nuggets is, first of all.
Well, I guess that's probably fair.
Hey, Jeff, have you met Mr. 50? And I was like, oh, good to meet you, Aaron. Doesn't care at all.
I just find it interesting. Look, Denver, I'm always so curious about will the suburbs. I mean, Denver's a growing city. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the world, and certainly in America. And I just always wonder, will it ever get over the hump as something more than what it is, or is the whole central part of the country skipped over? And I personally differ with you guys on this in that I do think it moves the needle a little bit. Not a lot. Don't want to overstate it, but I do think it just makes the Nuggets a little bit more cool, and I do, or the Broncos, and by extension, maybe even just the city of Denver.
No, I'm with you on the Jay-Z thing. His crossover potential to the Nuggets, because like Jay-Z the basketball guy is not involved really with the Nets anymore. I can see that for sure.
I just don't know if that kind of cool will ever be like associated with Denver culture. And that's not that Denver isn't cool. It's literally different.
That's the thing, is it's not organic. It's completely fabricated.
Like, but would it be that it's more the team?
But because like Jay-Z in Brooklyn makes sense because he's from New York, and so like his culture is their culture. It's a seamless fit. It's like he shows up and we're like, are we New York? Because we're definitely not. Like
Broncos fans are Colorado people.
But Jay-Z has climbed so much. Is he even Brooklyn anymore? He's like just
he
America.
Is. He's New York.
That's a marriage. Yeah, that's a marriage.
He
Those
is
two
New York,
brands coming together is makes
he's
sense.
Just so far above like he the is, status like, he even was when he got in. With
oh,
the
for
Nets.
Sure. I mean, he's a billionaire. Yeah. So he obviously lives above. He's above all of us. I guess it would be Nikola Jokic, me, Jay-Z, and Bones Highland in there, looking down at what was a place we all lived, but now we can't relate to anymore.
Would you get excited if Jay-Z started showing up at Nuggets games?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
We got excited when Machine Gun Kelly was there.
I did not. I did not get excited
for that.
This
is amazing.
I did not get excited for that.
Pete Davidson. Like, a person we've seen on television here?
Yeah. I think like they mixed up who was who, too.
Oh, totally. Man. You guys, speaking of Pete Davidson, man, I know we did this the other day, but the Norm MacDonald thing. The one thing I'll say is I've watched more Norm MacDonald stand-up skits over the last like 48 hours.
Trying to make me cry over here?
That's the irony of those days is it's like almost... Not, I won't say the best day to be a fan because it's so sad, but more stuff comes out of the woodwork and you find yourself finding things you either forgot about or never saw.
Did you see the one, I can't even remember who he's interviewing with, where he's like, when I die, I don't want this, oh, it's a funeral, but we're going to celebrate. No, I want everyone sad. it's so funny. It's like, it's my day, damn it. Watch everybody crying. It's so funny.
He's the best, man.
He really is the GOAT, man. All right, let's hit a break. On the other side, ESPN did their poll. Do they all pick Jokic to repeat as MVP? Not quite, but they do have one Nugget winning an award. We'll go over that here in just a bit.
At Solace Meds, they've got some awesome deals going on throughout the entire month of September. The entire month. You could have got these on the 1st. You can get these on at the end of the month, too. Can America Gummies, 25% off. Strange Tinctures, 20% off. Rocking Cartridges, 25% off. Glacier Concentrates, 20% off as well. You can also go to any location. They got four of them. One in Fort Collins, one in Wheat Ridge, one off of Broadway, one on East Colfax. Very close to the DNVR bar. Drop the code DNVR20 to get 20% off your entire purchase. Also get a free Solace Bar or King Cone with your purchase as well. You can get that at any of their four locations.
Dude, every time I hear that, I always think of like a ice cream truck going by.
Yeah. With a little cone.
King Cone. Yeah. I want a King Cone. King Cone. Oh, you're at? I'll take a Solace Bar.
Dude, have you seen ice cream trucks lately? Because they come through the neighborhood and my girls now are all about, they can hear it a mile away.
Yeah.
Like $8 for like what? A little freaking Otter Pop.
Yeah.
Like,
what do, the hell do is they going have on? Like a touchscreen yet on
no,
things?
No, it's still the old, but they do have the little the swiper or whatever. Okay. Yeah. Because that was always my thing. Sorry, girls, don't have any cash. Bag.
Let me see if I've got one.
Yeah.
I know that there's nothing quite like getting the guy to stop, running up, having a pocket full of change, and then he doesn't have any goddamn bomb pops. Why don't you have any bomb pops? You're an ice cream truck.
Eric just full third grader today.
He's full third grader.
Why are you out here wasting my time?
Oh,
where are the bomb pops?
Oh, man. If you have questions about the mortgage business, if you're looking to take one out, looking to buy a house, call up the good folks at Chevalier Mortgage. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com. Mike and Virginia Chevalier. They're Colorado sports fans. They're Denver people just like us. So hit them up if you've got mortgage questions. Again, dnvrmortgage.com gets set up with a free consultation. Buying a house can be super, super stressful. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. Call up Mike and Virginia or visit them, dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006, Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631. Call these guys up, go to the website, get set up with a free consultation to discuss any question that you have about the mortgage business, taking out a mortgage, buying a house. They're great. They can answer every question that you've got about that stuff. Finally, Hassle Cattle Company right now.
Ooh.
Go to hasslecattlecompany.com, use the code DNVR10 for 10% off your entire purchase. They've got everything at Hassle Cattle Company. Steaks, jerky, the sausage, like name it, they've got it.
You know what I actually agree with you the most is that that literally is everything. Like in the world, as far as I'm concerned, those things you mentioned is all there is.
That's all there is.
It's everything in life.
I'm not much of a roast guy.
No, just all in life. Like what?
Oh.
Like you want everything? Like yeah, steak, beef jerky, oxygen.
I'm covered.
Done.
They got it all at hasslecattlecompany.com. Use the code DNVR10 at checkout to save 10%. Every single time any order over $200, you will receive free shipping. If you're in town, stop in at the DNVR bar. We've got Hassle Cattle Company Wagyu beef on our burger here. It's amazing. My go-to option every time.
What is it, though? Because we have new burgers. Have you had the new ones?
I have not had the
new ones. So you do the regular, just the regular pub style burger.
I usually would get the regular one.
So the DNVR burger, that was actually an Adam Mattis creation. You guys know this is it's like a Colorado style burger, in my opinion. Green chilies and cream cheese. Fantastic. But I haven't tried what's the other one? The Bronco burger with barbecue and onion rings. Trying that next time. I also love that one.
Every time, all the new burgers are very good. Sometimes I'll get just the old basic, though. I'll get
the old reliable
Wagyu burger, and then you like to honor it by putting a slice of American cheese right on top, which I do every time.
Same.
And then
American
the
cheese is a burger cheese.
Yeah, and then the burger itself is so unreasonably juicy.
Oh, it is so unreasonably
I just
juicy.
Spend the whole rest
juice
of the time.
Is just pouring
dude,
out.
Not only is the juice loose, the juice is like a little unwieldy.
Just flowing out.
It's the only burger I eat with a bib. But it's worth it,
dude,
to be clear.
When Brendan shows up with a smoothie and a burger bib, we know it's going to be a big night.
I just got all sad about the smoothie all over again.
Oh.
No wonder I'm getting cranky.
We talked about Norm MacDonald dying. The show.
Yeah, he did, that part didn't bother him. He was fine.
I actually,
the smoothie.
I cried a little bit about that. Much to my own surprise.
Are we still talking
night.
About the smoothie?
Yeah. we are actually.
You're like a young Norm MacDonald fan, you know? I'm a little surprised you like him.
He's great, man. He was great. He has one of the most underrated stand-up specials ever, Me Doing Stand-Up. It's on Spotify. Quick, easy listen. It's an hour. But heads up, first joke is about waging battles against cancer. So a little sad, but effing hilarious.
Oh, man, there you go. He knew he was coming from somewhere real. All right, final segment here. ESPN has come up with a panel. We don't know who the panel is. They don't even say in the article who the panel is. It's just they say it is a panel of experts.
You want to be ready to be horrified? They just cloned Kendrick Perkins. It's like 17
Kendrick Perkinses.
Who is this Kendrick Perkins on the panel?
And so we can pull that up, Kale, because we're going to start with at the very top. the MVP. Are we allowed to do this, by the way? I'm just like sharing. This is a, I don't know. This is insider. Well, we're going to break it down here. We don't. We're in a gray area. I think Disney will be okay.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, the number one vote getter for the MVP.
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me, too. I'm not surprised by this. Sure. I feel like they got this probably mostly right. Number two, they have Giannis, which I find very interesting. Almost the exact same number, by the way. I do think it's 1-2, but here's what's interesting about Giannis, and I guess this happens with like LeBron, it happens with everybody. He won the two. He probably could have been more in the running. Like he was, they kept trying to find anybody but Jokic, but it was really anybody but Jokic or Giannis.
Yep,
is what they were trying to do.
Yep.
Now he wins, and they're like, "Oh, it's him. Of course it's him, guys. Look at his last 3 years." So I find that interesting
for sure.
Luka is the one on here that I wish I could bet against Luka winning the MVP.
Luka is going to be a top three MVP pick for the next 10 years, and might never win one. You know,
for sure. But he'll be in this conversation every time.
Yeah.
I could say I think Luke at three makes sense to me this year. It does.
Dallas is just my crash and burn team.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good.
And that's the problem. I mean,
yeah, but I've noticed that what seed you are only seems to matter for Russell Westbrook and Nikola Jokic, and everyone else is totally fine.
Quite possibly. Joel Embiid is fourth. I find that interesting, although not that many votes. James Harden. Here's what's so dumb about the Nets. Like, who's the MVP? Either KD or Harden. We're not sure.
Yeah. Well, one of them will miss 20 games, and the other one will get a big boost.
You got Steph on there. You got LeBron. The only other two receiving votes, Anthony Davis and Nikola Jokic. So they each got one vote.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we can't be
who
too
mad. Who voted
bad.
For Jokic?
Jokic.
Well,
did.
We don't know who voted for any
of
this.
We don't even
stuff.
Know the panel.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come out. Who would you guess, though?
Ohm. Our guy.
Our guy, Ohm.
He's in deep in Nuggets culture.
Ohm, who's a great reporter, and also he spent one playoff in summer, just completely fell in love with the Nuggets.
Yeah, 2019.
I'm such an Ohm guy. He like doesn't even know.
I'm next
to him in the cafeteria, like, I love you.
Where Ohm stands, Ohm doesn't know
has no idea
who we are or that we are standing
him. Yeah. God, you're the best.
The Giannis buzz is interesting, I think, because like it or not, the voters think that what you did in the playoffs should factor into MVP.
It's so true.
So, it's so Giannis true. Just had this tour de force in the playoffs,
yep.
Won a championship. Like, he's going to get buzz for MVP if the Bucks, you know, are at the top of the East. He just will because he just won the finals.
Plus, they have to overcompensate for finding reasons not to reward him for the last 2 years because now it turns out they were wrong and he's great.
But they were
turns
right.
Out-
originally
wrong.
Right they were right
so it's
but then they were wrong so they were like oh we were wrong so we gotta be right again
Are you surprised Eric at all that Jokic are you surprised he got a vote or are you surprised he didn't get more votes
not at all surprised he didn't get more votes
yeah
also simultaneously surprised he did get a vote I don't know exactly where it did. I am confused by all things the way that the NBA just is so just they just hate that they had to give it to me. Like so mad about it. Like they're like, the whole thing is just them like looking back, like, oh man, like, are we gonna have to? Is this guy gonna be good enough again that we have to?
Well,
like,
the crazy
him?
Thing
this
about
sucks.
Jokic is he's like the Nuggets are low key set up for him to have like an MVP season and for there to be a lot of reasons why you could vote for him for MVP. No Jamal coming off another long like playoff run, like just carrying the team night in, night out, playing maybe every game again. We'll see.
Yeah. Give me the most optimistic like credential Jokic could have for MVP this year without getting it. Like what's the best season?
Oh, he could have.
Yeah.
Statistically, it's the same season.
Okay.
Nuggets are a 2 seed. Murray doesn't come back till late March.
Okay.
And then you're like, there's no reason we shouldn't give him the MVP again, except that we'd like not to.
Yeah. I feel like, I honestly even feel like that, okay, maybe somebody's healthier this year, this or that. I feel like there's even more to it. Like, I could see, again, playing in every game. Once again, never missing a game. Maybe upping the points even a little bit. Still a no-go.
He has to have, like, produce some stat that when you say it, you're
triple
like,
double. If he averages
it has to
triple
be like
double.
The 30-point triple double. Like when you say it, it's like
30-10-10. Oh like,
man,
if
we
he
can't not
that.
Like this.
Is a one seed just 30-10-10? But and do we really, LeBron? I mean,
I like this one.
What
from,
he's doing at this age
on the screen from Evan McKee. Like I don't know about the 30-point triple double. You know what? Something Jokic really could do and has come close is a 50-40-90 triple double. I know that's crazy, but it's the kind of thing Jokic could do.
If he did the triple double 50-40-90
triple double, my God.
I mean, it's honestly,
the Nuggets are a 4 seed though, and then I don't think he gets it.
And I'm not saying Jokic not will winner, do this, Adam. But this is like Jokic's best season. Just like conceptually fantasy for me, it's a 50-40-90
triple double. That'd be insane.
I know, and they still would find a way. Like, but are we sure? Whatever. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys are back in this headspace that I am, where I'm just ready to be infuriated for a full season with just the absolute disrespect that we have to like just encounter with Jokic, with Michael Porter Jr., with all of these guys.
With ourselves,
with each other. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's scroll up and go down to coaches because they have rookies. No Bone Highland pictured. So we'll just go straight to coaches here. Number one, before he shows it, I guess it's too late. Number one, Eric Spoelstra. I was a little surprised by this. A little surprised.
So the Heat are actually one of my like flame out teams, I think, this year. I'm not buying the Heat.
So why? Here's what I can't understand. Why is Spoelstra number one? Because are the Heat going to surprise us? I mean, are they going to pass the Bucks or Nets?
No.
Then what could they do? What were the Heat
last year? What seed were the Heat last year?
They were like
six?
Low.
Six or
yeah,
seven.
They were low.
Yeah.
So if they jump to the two, the three.
This is exactly right.
If you move up three spots, you get the coach of the year?
You got a better roster?
The thing is, added Kyle Lowry?
The point is that they like left an memory with everybody that they were like not good last year, and so they actually have more room to improve and make it seem, you know, like the improvement is available.
I've heard there's the same coaches on this list every single year.
It's every single year, man. There's some great agents, although there is one new one. So Steve Nash, number two. I mean, what? I just don't know what to say about that one.
I can't get over.
He's barely a coach.
Can you imagine if the Nets sweep all the awards? They get like coach of the year, player of the year, executive of the year.
Did he get first place votes last year? He did, right? Or did he? He got votes, right? Maybe not.
Yeah,
first
I think he got votes.
He was third, maybe. I think.
Interesting to say Ime Udoka on here, rookie coach, who I think, I mean, he's so well loved by everybody, media, players, everything, that I feel like this is a I just love that guy vote. He's maybe great. I'm just saying, we don't know.
Yeah, I think so too.
How many times do rookie coaches win coach of the year?
Steve Kerr.
They tried to do it with Steve Nash. I think. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The Celtics, it was such a disappointing year last year. And I actually think it's not that hard to talk yourself into them looking much, much better. Maybe not contenders, but much, much better.
Yeah.
In a conference where that could result in a pretty high seed. And then you're looking at this going, well, what changed?
Notice how the top, I guess, three are all in the East.
Yeah, that is interesting. Quinn Snyder then becomes in fourth. And here's my question. What seed was Utah last year?
The one.
One.
So what's our standard for Quinn Snyder, coach of the year here? What's going
to
happen?
I think there's something to be said about like being able to do it more than one time, right? Like if he's coach of the year, it's like show that last
year wasn't
a fluke.
That doesn't seem to be true for Ime Udoka.
I mean, if you're looking for like linear logic here for all of these to follow, like
coach of the year makes no
for a
sense.
Long time. Like, nothing does that's voter based.
You know,
you're like, why did that person vote that? You're like, I don't know. He's an idiot. Like,
Mikey Malone.
True. You're also just looking at team records, really. At the end of the day,
or you don't know
where's Malone at.
Like,
where's
I like Rick Carlisle. Well, Rick Carlisle tied for eighth. I like him to be in the ring.
Malone has the perfect story for coach of the year. Man.
Did he get one?
The perfect story.
So he did get a single vote, or at least it says others receiving votes. I don't know.
So DraftKings thinks he's a better favorite than the panel does.
Really?
Because on DraftKings, he's like the sixth or seventh
odds
option.
Are decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that much better. But yeah, slight better. He's on the list with Chauncey Billups and Jason Kidd and Willie Green. So really, almost every coach got a vote, and Michael's just in the other ones. Yeah. I think he has way better odds well here.
How many coaches are on 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14? So more than half of the coaches people think are contenders.
That's so funny, man.
Who the hell is preemptively, like, you know, Jason Kidd?
Yeah, he's got a crush
on
there,
man.
Oh, my God. It would be so weird if he won.
What is
so many levels.
What is whatever.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Michael Malone, man. No Murray. The Porter ascension, like you can say Malone has something to do with that. If they get a top four seed again, like,
no.
He's got a great case, or I think we'll have a great case.
That year he finished, I want to say third, too. He should have won it.
It's when they shot up to the two seed.
Yeah. Give it to Bud, yeah. I think, that year.
Defensive player of the year. I love that it's Gobert every year. We're just going to keep handing it to Gobert. I really love that.
I also love that, like, what Gobert is good at is just being tall.
Yeah.
They're like, I wonder if he'll still be tall this year.
I wonder if he'll still block their shots. Sixth man of the year, Jordan Clarkson again. Like, it is funny how much everybody just kind of like runs it back. Like,
that's my favorite. Yeah. My favorite thing is
Where's the creativity?
My favorite thing is to look at for like preseason guests. I was looking at all these football like preseasons. They're like, I think the people that are going to make it to the Super Bowl are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kansas City Chiefs. Wow, that's amazing. You think it's just going to be the exact same goddamn season? You guys are idiots.
Let me tell you who's absolutely not going to win Sixth Man of the Year. Eric Bledsoe.
Is he on there?
Yeah.
With the Clippers.
Five points.
Wow, he got more than just the others pile.
I need this panel publicized right now.
I agree.
I'm going to file an open record.
Honestly, Melo more likely to win. He's not going to win it either, but more likely than Eric Bledsoe. You're right. Eric Bledsoe is like
I'm filing an open records request with the league. Yeah.
Freedom of Information Act. We need to file a little request here.
You know what makes me happy, though?
Eric Bledsoe sucks. he's just not a good player.
Look, you know what happened when the Bucks traded him?
They got way better.
They won a championship. That's what happened. They won a championship. So and the Pelicans, like everybody high on them because they got rid of Blood. I mean, come on, man. Most improved. Now we're getting into our territory here. Let's go most improved.
I just want to say Kevin Herter, pride of Schenectady, New York.
Shout out Fairview High School.
Mm-hmm. Most improved, and what do you know, guys? The most likely, according to this expert panel we just insulted, Michael Porter. He only got 30 point votes, 16.7% of first place votes. A little lower than maybe, you know, this one, it's more spread evenly. So DraftKings has him number one. ESPN's secret panel has him number one. Eric, it's a sign. He's going to be the most improved player.
In what way? Like his
image? You were in the chat, weren't you?
Yeah.
Vote.
Eric has so many things going on his computer. He's like shirt, Slack, like I don't even know.
Just so you guys know, like I'm a designer? Yeah. I do design work for the DNVR.
There's a lot on his
Eric has like 1,000 windows.
We have three shirts that are going to be dropping in about 10 minutes, and I'm preparing. I'm preparing the materials for which them drop. But I'm saying, like, just him being mentioned by two other people, he's the most improved player apparently from a PR standpoint.
Yeah, that is true. You're right.
Is that a sign?
It's actually what this vote is. You're right. This is what the vote is. It's a PR. Whose PR
has
whose
improved.
Q score has really risen?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's Michael what's funny? Porter. Like I was watching our PHNX people yesterday, and they were talking. They like got a dig in about Michael Porter Jr. They were talking about like they're like, oh yeah, like what he's better than DeAndre Ayton's better than him, which I said that I actually agree with this.
But you're gonna put this on record. Put it on record.
But
zoom in on him, Kale.
Yeah, because we're kind of just bringing it over.
Sweat
that.
Coming down.
I'm not sweating at all.
I wasn't even gonna bring it up. You notice I'm not that guy. We have a private chat. I'm like,
here's my larger point is that when people who don't know about Michael Porter Jr. talk about him, what they talk about him is that he's injury prone and his back is a problem.
But yeah.
None of those things have been the case since he's gotten into the NBA. He's not missed a single game because of his back.
That's a good point.
He has missed games because he
COVID,
doesn't
couple times.
Like to follow COVID protocols. which
is admittedly not great either, but
which is not great, but it's not like people think that Michael Porter Jr. is this broken toy. But
I had to. I'd take that over the injuries.
Yeah.
I guess likely to really
but my point is that so like his stock in the minds of people who don't actually follow the team is that he's this like fragile, broken guy. All he has to do is just like be the guy that we already know he is, and he is well on his way. I also said in the chat,
Put it on record.
I would take DeAndre Ayton over Michael Porter Jr.
I'm going to go on a rant here.
I like him.
Ayton was like, you know, he was down here. Every Suns fans even like just like kicking him this or that.
Wasn't finishing games.
Perfect triple doubles put on his head.
Took steroids. So he got all these different things.
Forgot about that.
And he had a really solid year, and he really handled the Chris Paul pressure really well.
Yes.
And even I was like, you know what? I'm impressed with the young lad. He's really risen. But somehow it's gone from this guy that's like done a good job being the fifth best player, fourth best player on a roster to all of a sudden now it's like
he's young.
He shut down Jokic in the
game. Well, I didn't say that.
But this is what people, this is why he's getting all these accolades.
People also talk about Michael Porter Jr. being injury prone. Who cares what people say? I think that he's a good player and he's young and I like what he has to offer.
I'm taking, honestly, like so fun question though. Ayton, MPJ, where, let's say for the next 3 years, who's going to have
MPJ,
a better career?
Clearly. I mean, I just think like wings are better than bigs, first of all. But if that's not even part of it, I'm definitely taking MPJ.
It is hard to do positional, like cross positional, this or that. But
that Bleacher Report redraft came in today. And he came in at 3.
This is the catalyst of this discussion.
Oh right, was it?
Yeah, because those two were.
I forgot to tell you
one over the top.
There's a couple of shirts coming out in like 10 minutes.
I'm working on a lot of materials over here.
You take Porter over 8. Look, if you're Phoenix, with the way that season went, you have no regrets about taking DeAndre Ayton. But that's a different question than, like, you take Porter because he has an opportunity to be a much better player.
Listen, ceiling is MPJ, no question. I just know that between those two, Michael Porter Jr. has not shown me that his game is complete yet. And DeAndre Ayton has shown me that he does not have, like, outward, there's not one major hole in his game that can be exploited. I just don't know how high he can ascend. I just know that, like, I like him as a player. And like,
how would Ayton have looked in this playoffs without Booker or CP3? One of those two. Because that's basically what we're talking about. A guy who's
guy. How would he have looked without Booker? Pretty good, I think.
The thing about DeAndre Ayton is he has the literal exact same body as Giannis Antetokounmpo. If you put them next to him, he's just not as athletic as him. He's not as like.
Speaking of which,
everyone likes to laugh at me, but then I'm right about fucking everything.
Oh my god! Listen to this guy.
I just slightly
all the time we're like, really?
I mean, things happen. Look, Kale, hop in Nuggets chat and pull up that tweet I posted yesterday. We're gonna talk about perfect bodies.
DeAndre Ayton. To Eric's point, I'll be the arbiter. To Eric's point, DeAndre Ayton was great.
Hold it for a sec.
He was great.
Yeah.
All right, pull it up here. We're talking about male.
Definitely better than Michael Porter.
Honest to God, now this is like perfect lighting. Oh, it's like everything is working in his favor for this photo. But my God, look at the
dude. I told you. I mean, he's a full Greek god.
He really is. Like, I'm trying to think about. Okay, where would you improve this body? Like, nope, it's perfect. That's the perfect.
I'm not gonna lie.
Body.
The calves, but other than that.
Yeah, you're right. There is one spot.
Look at Felipe
yeah.
in the background. He's like, yes.
I think
look at this dude. I'm telling you, it's a 10 out of 10 photo.
And also in one place is the back.
Well, don't be like that guy.
Okay, come on.
Just incredible how
oh, dude, it's listen.
He's no eight.
We're talking about this is the thing where you're like, oh, if you say you like one player, it means the other player's a piece of garbage and needs to be thrown in the garbage.
By the way,
that's not the case.
Having laughed at you and disagreed with you vehemently, I kind of agree with you. Like in the moment, Ayton was a more complete playoff piece for Phoenix than Porter was. But if I'm drafting tomorrow, I'm taking Porter.
I mean, the ceiling for Michael Porter Jr. is just unbelievably high.
But Ayton was great in the playoffs. He was great on offense. He was great on defense. You know, he was great.
He was.
Hey, Al, I gave you the full leg yesterday, all right? Sorry.
Scroll on down. We got one last one on this list here, and we got the Western Conference Finals for our secret panel, our ESPN secret panel here. They've got, number one, the Lakers. Who would have guessed? I mean, ESPN Lakers. Is basically Lakers
the Los
coverage.
Angeles
yeah.
Lakers? Oh, okay.
Utah Jazz, number two, which I found really interesting. Hmm. Like, how many times do the Jazz have to come up well short of expectations?
But the Jazz, you know, at least will be there.
That's true. So you just get credit for, like, I'll bet they'll
be
there.
They have a pretty high floor.
They'll look like the best team in the league for a couple of months, for sure.
I feel like the Suns are getting a little disrespect here, being below the Jazz.
I would think so if I was PHNX.
If I was Phoenix, I'd be a bit upset. Oh, yeah, people are going to say, you're just saying that because you're pumping the Phoenix. Yeah. Like,
oh, I think you just got a Venmo from DraftKings.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you imagine if the Nuggets were in the finals and then they were picked to finish third in the West?
Oh, my God.
With the same exact team?
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed. And everybody else was hurt.
Oh, dude, putting Utah over Phoenix is silly.
It is really silly. It's actually offensive.
That's terrible.
Guys, it's not that I love the Suns. It's that I hate the Jazz.
Yeah, that's right.
Number four, though, is the Denver Nuggets.
Let's go.
It tied with the Golden State Warriors, although it doesn't say tied, even though they both have 11 points. So I don't know. Whoever was filling out this thing got lazy at the end. It's like, I don't
know. We don't know when Clay's coming back.
Yeah, we don't know. Nuggets, so right there with Golden State. I guess that's maybe appropriate.
I think it's right.
I think it's appropriate.
I think that's right.
I mean, if Murray's healthy, the thing about the Nuggets, it all comes down to, like, does Murray healthy long enough for them to get together? And
I know, it's so gross. I hate that.
The season's not going to start until, like, February 20th.
I know, and we're going to have this thing where we're like, well, we have an excuse, and it's a completely legitimate excuse the entire season. We're like, how much do we read into this version of the Nuggets that will be completely changed when Jamal Murray comes back, because all we're doing right now is just like attempting to keep water out of this boat.
Yep. Right.
You know what, man? I have done this too. We've done a couple of exercises, which team will finish where out west. We might be ascribing too much of a leap here to Golden State. We might have to see them.
You're such a, I love
I'm,
it.
Dude,
people,
I'm a
Golden State is the ultimate, like,
I'm a Golden
divide,
State
divide. Everybody, yeah.
Rorschach test.
I'm a total
whatever.
Golden State believer.
Me too. I'm a total Golden State believer.
I think that group healthy.
You know, I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wow, I've never met
this
one.
Is
this is such a Harrison thing to be, though.
Brandon and I,
I'm kidding. I'm kind of more
Brandon
of a denier.
At the bar the other night, drinking heavily, as we're known to do. And I was like, you know what the best part about Harrison just being, like, right down the middle? It's like, you're like, hey, Harrison, pick a number between 1 and 10. And Harrison would be like, 5.
Yeah. Shit, that's a good answer.
I like that you guys talk about me when I'm
all the time.
All the time, nonstop.
I love it.
Real quickly, we don't have to talk about this, but they also, ESPN, had a poll that was which rookie outside of the top 10 has the most star potential? Number one pick, Şengün.
Şengün.
Number two.
The bust.
Number two. your bust. Trey Murphy, the third, who I love. I really enjoyed his game. But I don't. The thing is, I don't think he has superstar potential. I think he has, like, OG Ananobi potential.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But that's also awesome.
Here's a
question. It's awesome. It's just like he's not a superstar.
Here's a question for you guys. You guys consider Dame Lillard to be a superstar? Oh,
well, it's funny you mentioned
see
it.
See where we're going.
superstar. Number three. None other than Bones Island.
Let's go.
Third best odds of being a superstar.
You know what would be cool, guys? What about Bones Island? Yeah, let's take him.
That's exactly how it went.
That is how it went. Guys, this was an awesome show, I think.
That was a great show. Are we done?
We're done.
I didn't think it was that
great. It's a little disappointing.
Show.
If you guys, thanks so much.
Mean to us the whole time.
Thanks so much for
hanging. I wasn't paying attention.
Do you have a shirt coming out?
We have 3 shirts coming out.
Hit the like button on your guys' way out. Casual Friday coming up. Superstar Dev joins us tomorrow for Casual Friday. You guys can now head right on over to our locker, where apparently we have a new drop coming out, as well as over to the Low Post. See what's happening over there.
Ooh.
Find out what's happening.
All right.
Right now at Strava Craft Coffee, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 25% off your first purchase with the code DNVR25. And if you're a returning customer, you can use the code DNVR20. For 20% off your order. Of course, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help relieve back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, stuff that's been going on for a while, long-term aches and pains that you just haven't been able to get rid of. Try out CBD, try out Strava Craft Coffee. It can really help a lot. So use the code DNVR20 for 20% off. If you're a first-time customer, DNVR25 will get you 25% off at StravaCraftCoffee.com.